Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. I would just like to take a moment on this morning to welcome you home and say God have a blessing for you. Yes, you, on today. My name is Pastor Helen Orme, and I am the pastor of Shekinah Glory Tabernacle and the founder of the Daughters of Destiny and the Destiny Learning Center. I'm excited to host this show on today and come into your living room, you're on your job, or perhaps just in your place of abode. I want to say thank you for allowing me to share this moment and time with you. God has a blessing for you. On today, we're going to be talking, my subject for today is the power of prayer. One of the things that I do in the Pacific Northwest is to lead the charge for the intercessors, prayer warriors, those that are standing in the gap. Been doing that for close to 20 years. And I'm totally excited, and I have a passion and love for prayer, because I have seen God do the miraculous. It was on August the 26th when I went to church on Sunday, that Sunday morning, that when I walked in my office, I smelled a foul smell, and that smell was the smell of death. And I began to ask God, what was that? And I went into the sanctuary, and I didn't smell that smell. It was like a stench of death in my office. We went on and proceeded, and I began to ask some of the members to come and let us pray and touch and agree, because I just felt in my spirit that God wanted us to pray right there. I'm talking about the power of prayer. I've seen it for myself. I've seen the miraculous power. So as we progressed on in our particular service on that particular day, my husband, he went back into the office at one point in the time of the service, and we heard this thump and something falling in my office. I sent my assistant pastor back into my office, and when she arrived there, she seen my husband on the floor fighting for his life in that same spot in which we smelled the death. We went back. She called me back there in the office. And when I got back there, I began to pray the prayer of faith over him and commanding every body part to respond to the power of God and to revive itself in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We called on that matchless name of Jesus, and God literally raised him up from the dead right before my eyes. And so I come to you to let you know, if you are in need of a miracle this day, the God that we serve, you serve, I serve, he still yet sit high and look low and can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. My husband raised up off that floor that same day, and he's still alive and doing well. I just come to tell you that God is a healer, that God is a way maker. God is able to open every door that is closed in your faith. When everything around you say no, and you already know that God said yes, I want you to stand on the word of the Lord as never before. Hold fast to the horns of the altar and watch God bring it to pass. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare succumb. Wipe those tears from your eyes and watch God work on your behalf. I want to invite your attention, if you will go with me, over to the book of James this morning. Again, we're talking about the power of prayer. I just felt God wanted me to share with someone in the radio land today about the miraculous power of God and what God is able to do. Let's go over to James chapter number 5, verse number 15 through 18. And it reads on this line, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. God is able to do all things but fail. Here, this particular passage of Scripture is pointing out and letting us to know the power of prayer and what God is able to do when we begin to engage in prayer and talk to him. When we look at the name Elijah, that name means Jehovah is God. He is the creator. He is the Elohim. He is the El Elyon. He is the one that has all power in his hand. Jehovah Shammah. He will be right there. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Nisi, he will be our banner over us. The Bible said when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy. And so God, he will lift that standard up against the enemy. What the enemy meant for evil with the attack upon my husband, God warned us by allowing us to smell the smell of death. And he put it in our spirit to pray and come before him and ask of him for help before the incident happened. And that's the type of God that we serve. He said he will warn us. He will tell his prophet the secret that there's nothing that will be hid because we are his friend. He will let us know. And so we touched and agree on that day. And we watched the miraculous power of God, that passion, that tenacity, that knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I serve the resurrector and the risen Savior, utilizing that same power to speak a word forth in the power of prayer. So that's the type of power that the children of God have privilege to or access to when we call on that matchless name of Jesus. The Bible said that Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly. See, we must learn to pray earnestly. Yes, some may be still praying. Lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. But I come to tell you that when you open your mouth and begin to pray and talk to God, you talk to God and speak to him just like you talk to a friend and share with him about what's going on in your heart and mind. He said for us to come and to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Let's look at some more of the scriptures here as a reference around prayer. Psalms 145 and 18 said, the Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him and to all that call upon him in truth. Let's look at that. The Bible said that the true worshiper is going to worship God in spirit and in truth. We must be living in truth. We must give our heart and our mind and soul over unto God and walk upright before him and also live a holy and a sanctified life, a life that has been set apart from sin. The Bible said to come out from among them and be separated, and I will receive you. You must come away from wickedness and sin and keep your heart and minds clean before God. He said that he will reward us according to the cleanness of our hands, not putting our hands to the things that is offensive to God, but begin to walk away from those things that we know that will offend God and set our hearts and our mind to do what is right before God, living holy and living righteously before the Lord God Almighty. He will hear you because you are calling upon him in truth. You live in truth and you're doing the things that God will want you to do. The Bible said over 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, he said, I will pray with the Spirit and I will also pray with understanding. Philippians 4 and 6 said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I have a question for you. Have you let God know your requests today? Have you done everything by prayer and supplication coupled with thanksgiving? Making known your request unto God. God have a provision, a way in which he will be able to bless his people. This provision that he's already established before the foundation of the world is for you. All you have to do is say yes unto the Lord. Amen. That provision, make known your request, your supplication before God. And he will do it and bring it to pass if you make known that prayer request and supplication. Let's look at another scripture on today. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. God wants you to come to that throne of grace. He wants you to come boldly with faith, believing that God will do it, that we may obtain grace and attain mercy for in help for in the time of need. You may have a need today and you may have a concern today, but I encourage you today to go boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. Yes, we're in a time where that this year is closing out, and you want to be able to leave everything, that all of the trouble, all of the disappointment, you want to leave it all in 2007. Because when you cross the threshold of 2008, come December 31st at 12:01, when you step over into a whole new new beginning, which is 2008, you want to leave those things that you battled with in the year 2007, over in the year of 2007. And so over the next several days, I want to invite you and then to encourage you to leave those things that have been troubling you, those things that have beset you over into the year of 07. Leave them there this year. Step into the new this year. Say, God, I'm making up my mind to serve you, to do your blessed will. Come hell or high waters, I will serve the Lord. I just felt the anointing power of God, that something just broke off your life. Whatever was holding you back from serving God, I just felt the anointing power of God just to snap you loose right there. Hallelujah. If you can believe it and receive it, that miracle is for you on today. That peace of mind that you need, it is for you right now. Hallelujah. I hear God speaking to my spirit to say, stop worrying about that problem and just begin to thank God that God is going to work it out, that God is going to come through on your behalf, and just begin with the spirit of thanksgiving. Make your request known unto God. Tell God how much you love him. Tell God how he came through before on your behalf in the past. He'll still yet do it, and he'll do it again. On today, there's one other scripture that I want to leave with you. It was Jehoshaphat over in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And he was faced with a great test because the Ammonites and the Moabites, they was coming up against Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat knew that he would not be able to overcome the enemies that was coming up against him. The Bible said that Jehovah sought God. He began to seek out God, Jehoshaphat, and he began to cry out unto God. He brought in all Judah and Jerusalem, and they all began to seek out God and cry out before God. And he began to ask God, God, aren't you the God of heaven? Aren't you the God that even made these heathens that are coming up against us? Read your Bible. It states that there. And he began to make his request and petition known unto God and told God, God, I can't do this unless you help me. Sometimes we need to just confess to God, God, I can't do this unless you help me, Lord. I can't open this door, Lord, unless you do it, oh God. I can't make it another day, oh God, unless you help me. And so Jehoshaphat, he was the king of Judah, the king over the Israel. And so he confessed unto God that he could not do it. Sometimes we need to just confess unto God, God, I've been trying. God, I've been doing all that I can do. And, oh, God, I can't do it right now. And I need you. And that's how we come boldly unto the throne of God and begin to confess unto God, God, you are the God of heaven. You're the creator of all things. You're the God that sit high and look low and can be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. And oh God, I come, Lord, because my dependency is upon you. And that's what Jehoshaphat was doing. He was letting God know that his dependency was upon Jehovah Jireh, the God that was going to provide for them. He began to let Jehovah God know that his confidence was in the ability of God. And so we as children of God, I feel God right now. I feel God wanting us to go to the throne room of God right now. I don't care if the money did not come through on yesterday. God want me to know that God is still able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that he asks or thinks. Yes, the phone call didn't come through that you was expecting, but you better look up and live and look to the hill from which cometh your help. And don't put your trust and confidence in the arm of flesh, but put your trust and your confidence in the ability of God, who's able to create something out of nothing. He's able to speak to your not enough and bring forth just enough to get you over and get you through this here test. And so I come to you today as the Spirit of the Lord is upon me right now to say, God will do it. God is able to do all things but fail. He'll be your bridge over troubled water. Oh, yes, he will. He'll be your lily in the valley. He'll be your way out of no way. All you have to learn to do is say, God, I surrender all and I turn back to you. I tried to do it myself. And when I tried to do it, I failed. But I come back to you, oh God, and say, God, I need you. As never before. That's it, child of God. I feel you right now that you're turning your heart right now back unto God, and you're going to do what God told you to do in that same passion as Elijah had. The Bible said Elijah was subject to passion just like we are. And so he went back to God and he prayed earnestly, and he prayed that it would not rain, and God honored Elijah's prayer and shut up heaven. And the Bible said that God shut heaven up on behalf of his servant Elijah, and it didn't rain for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And I come to tell you that God is getting ready to shut up the hand of the adversary that's fighting against you, child of God. All you need to do is open your mouth and go back and pray and call on that matchless name of Jesus. And God is going to do it. God is going to make a way out of no way. And so, child of God, I want you for the next 5 minutes, we're going to touch and agree. I just want you to lift your hands towards that screen right now, or lift it up towards heaven. Father, we come right now on behalf of your children right now. Oh God, we take this time to bind the devil, to bind the forces of darkness that's coming up against your child. Father, we come and touch and agree that your divine will be done, that you will stretch forth your hand, Lord, and Lord, smoke the enemies that's fighting against your child. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will part that Red Sea that's standing before them right now. Father, close the lion's mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, stir their faith, oh God, to believe and see beyond what they see before their own naked eyes right now. Help them to step off into the supernatural realm. And Lord, you bring it to pass. Father, in the name of Jesus, I touch and agree that the money will bring brought forth in the name of Jesus. I touch and agree that, oh God, that child of God will have peace in their mind. And Lord, that supervisor will stop, oh God, trying to fight up against them in the name of Jesus. I command that child's finance to be untied right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the airways. We speak to the wind from the north, south, east, and west. And we command the angels to go out and bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, dear God, that you will move on the behalf of your child. Father, you said that if we will call on you, you will hear and answer our prayer. Jesus, we call on your name. Have your way, Jesus. Oh God, King Jesus, you're able to do all things but fail. We put our trust in you. We put our confidence in you. We speak those things that are not as though they are, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you bring peace back in that home. Bring joy back in that household, Lord. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand. Oh, God, let the light of your countenance, oh, God, shine on your children today. In the name of Jesus, that mother whose heart is heavy, that one that's grieving in her spirit today because her child is not home and she don't know where they're at. And oh God, lift up her head, oh ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Child of God, lift up your head. God is going to fight your battle. God is going to work it out on your behalf. But you need to look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Maybe the lawyer is not helping your case. Maybe the lawyer is not defending you like you know that they should defend. But we serve a lawyer that sit in heaven that can take your case, your son's case, your daughter's case, and work it out on his behalf. Because God is able, he will touch the heart of the lawyer to get up and move on that case. Because God has spoken unto their heart. Put your trust in God, child of God. God is able to bring them home. God is able to release that which the adversary is trying to bind up today. And I speak forth today as the oracle of God, that God will do it. God shall do it. God will bring it to pass, that you can show forth the glory and show forth the workmanship of your God and his goodness in your life. And so I come today to say God wants you to know that he's working it out. God wants you to know that he's bringing it to pass. God wants you to know, even though you can't see him, that God is still yet working. He's still yet bringing it to pass. He's not a God that shall lie. If he said it, he will surely bring it to pass. What God wants you to do. I feel the anointing power of God. God said, open your mouth and praise him. Worship him. Give him the glory for that which you know that God is able to do. When I seen my husband laying on the floor, struggling for his life, I went boldly to the throne. I stood in the power of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I spoke to every body part in his body. I spoke to his resurrection system, his respiratory system, musculoskeletal system, integumentary system, to the spleen in his body, to his liver. I spoke to his lungs. I spoke to his heart, the cells that was in his body. I spoke to the blood that was in his body, and I commanded it by the power that was invested in me in the name of Jesus to be resurrected and come back to life. That moment, the Bible said, now faith and the perfect soundness of my faith brought him back to life through the power of the resurrected Savior of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That same power, I send it forth through the airways of this morning, into your lungs this morning, into your breast this morning, where cancer is trying to devolve, cancer trying to devolve your lungs. I speak that same dunamis power into your liver this morning, into your finances on this day, that God will and God shall bring it to pass. Whatever you need, if you don't have it, God got it. And you just a question away from your miracle and your blessing. I invite you to ask God. Go back to God. Ask of him. Go back to God and seek him. Go back to him and knock again. Jehoshaphat began to seek out God when the enemy was coming up against him and it was overwhelming him. He went and he sought God. Even Elijah, he needed God to move on his behalf. He asked of God. He earnestly prayed. And so I invite you, child of God, to seek God and earnestly ask of God. He will do it. He's waiting to do it. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare back down. Wipe your eyes. Yes, your tears may be lapping up under your eyes right now and falling into your earlobes at night. But I tell you, look to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help come from God who made the heaven and the earth. And I know for a surety, if God did it for me, he'll do it for you. Put your trust in God. God will work it out, child of God. And I want you to know our prayer is in the precious name of Jesus. God will do it. He's waiting to do it. I want you to know that there is power, wonderful working power, in that blood of the Lamb. There's power in prayer. Call on Jesus. He will do it. He will work it out for you. And I will be in agreement and praying for you. Please leave a message or leave a comment. Send your prayer request. And I want to touch and agree with you that God will do it. Please tune back in with me on our next session, which will be on December the 18th on Tuesday. I believe that God is going to do a miraculous thing in your life, and I want to hear from you and your testimony. May God bless you on today. Again, I say thank you for welcoming into your home or your place of abode. You have been with Helen on Ministry.